Weiter in Shasrin Chon, Dav Chaf Hey. Pick it up on, Chaf Talman, Beis Badabam, Badabes, Badamishnah. Badamishnah. Zak the Eilig Mishnah, as we've seen a pattern so far, we continue in our pattern. Not necessarily opposites, but differences. Here we go. Tar b'kli cheres tamei b'chol ha'kelim. Someone says tar by an earthenware kli is going to be tamei with other kelim. Tar b'chol ha'kelim, tamei b'kli cheres, whatever is going to be tamei with tar with other kelim, the utensils is going to be tamei when it comes to a kli cheres, the pottery, earthenware. What are we talking about here? Tan rabbanan avir kli cheres tamei. The airspace of a kli cheres is metame. Rashi says, "Igia tomel avir velo nago." Even if it gets it without even touching it, that is that if you have, let's say, a sheretz, a dead sheretz, which is metame, if you go and you lower it in and you kind of dangle it inside to a kli cheres, even if it doesn't touch it at all, it will be tame. Begabo tahor, but let's say it touches the outside of it, it's going to be tahor. Rashi says, "Afilu nago toma begabo on the outside of it, on the back of it, ain't a mekabel toma mekach. It's not going to be mekabel toma through that." Avir kol kelim tar, but let's say you go and you suspend, you hang something tummy in other types of kelim, metal, glass, something like that, then what's it in? It's going to be tar. Rashi says, kol zman shelo naga, but as long as it doesn't touch it, naga b'metuma, afal pi shenitles b'avir, even though it's hanging in its avir, in its airspace. V'gabin tummy, but if it touches the outside of it, or also the inside, but if it touches even the outside of it, it's going to become tummy. Nimsa tar b'kli cheres, comes out that someone says tar b'kli cheres is tummy b'chol kelim, tummy with the rest of the kelim, and tar b'chol kelim, so tar b'chol kelim is tar. Says Gemara, "Minani mili." Where do we know this from? That a kli cheres can become tamei in the actual airspace. The Tanur Rabbanim and a braisa tocho. The pasuk says in Vayikra, "V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehen el tocho kol asher besocho yitma ve'oso tishbaru." Any kli cheres, any earthenware kli, something in the interior, one of them will fall. Whatever is within its interior will become tamei, and in itself you shall break, says Rashi, Tocho v'chol kli cheres, asher yipol mehem v'gomer. Okay. So it's talking about here again, a sheretz that's coming into the inside of it, and even if it's not going to touch it, it just comes into its airspace, it's going to be tamei. Ata ome afal bishol naga. Wait, are you saying this is even if it doesn't touch it? Or naga? Is this only talking about if it actually touched? In which case, obviously, I have no right over here. Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtumas omer, he says that nemer tocho l'tamei. It says, tocho, the interior, in reference to being mitame stuff. It says Rashi, gishakli mitame ochem b'shebesocha. It's going to mitame the food inside of it. The sif kol ha'shebesocha yitma, everything inside becomes tame. If you remember tocho li tame, it also says tocho, in reference to a kli becoming tame. Right? That is in regard to the inside of it, the food that's in it, and the actual kli itself. And what do? We draw a parallel. Rashi says, "V'mer tochel itame kisha akli mekabel tuma min asheres tuchsev kol asheyipol mehen el tocho." Ma tocho omer l'tame, just in reference to el tocho, reference to the kli, metame, making the food tame. Af al pishlo noga, even though it doesn't touch it, says Rashi. Ma tocho omer l'tame af al pishlo noga kli l'masha besocho hu metame kol ochlin amashkin, so we're talking about food and drink, and the sunim b'avir is in the airspace, going to be first of the we're going to see soon. Afal pishlon, even doesn't touch it at all. Af tocho amr litame, so to reference the tocho says litame, he says le'inyon hored this tumah doesn't cleave, they're making the cleave itself tame. Af pishlon nog, even though it doesn't touch it, Rashi says tumah bo, even the tumah doesn't touch it itself. Okay, that we said over there, how do we know that in the first place? Where do you know that the food's coming tame without touching it? Minalan. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Zukt Hilga Rabbi Yonasan, HaTorah He'ida al Kli Cheres. The Torah is testifying about a Kli Cheres that's going to be tamei to all the food inside. Rashi says, Dechsev Kol Hashem Besocha, everything that's inside of it. Beep, turn the page, Chofeh Manaf, Afilu Mali Chardol, even if it's full of mustard seeds. Rashi says, Shakli Inu Nogea Bekulo, the Kli is not touching all of it. El Masha Samach Litzfanos, except for the things that are actually touching the walls itself. But, you know, it's stacked up in there. The Mitzayim, Mitamin Min Avir. The middle ones are being Mitame through just the airspace. Vieta Yocholomer, you can't say Shazem Mitame Azeh. This is one that's being Mitame the other. Shere Ein Kibetza, we call Echad. There's not a Kibetza in each one of them. Vod Ein Ochel Mitame Ochel, Ochel is not Mitame Ochel. The Od, Im Kain, Zeh Sheni, Vizeh Shlishi. One's a Sheni, one's a Shlishi. Vishlishi Lo Yasa Revi, Latame, Esam Mitzayim, and the Shlishi will make a Revi. So therefore you see it's the food is becoming Tame. Even though it's not being touched by the actual kli itself, just the airspace, so too the kli itself becomes tam, even though it's not being touched itself. Says the Gemara, Why doesn't kli cheres come tame on the outside if it gets touched by the outside? Rashi says b'negia. Let's learn now from a kal v'chomer. All the other kelim are not going to be mitame from the airspace. You have mitame begamba, and they are mitame in the outside. So kli cheres mitame avir. It is going to be mitame from the avir. Ain't no danger mitame begamba. Of course, it's going to be mitame just for touching the outside. Therefore, we have the pasuk. It says b'chol kli pasuach hasha'in samid pasel of any open kli utensils, no cover on it. It is tame. Rashi says midakapid apsicha shma mina b'kli cheres kai. The Ezeu Kli Shetumaso Kodamis Le Pisco, the Ezekiel Marigila Torah, as a Tuma Hashkim Tire. The Lovadech Pisco. This Pasuk is referencing a dead body that's in a room, and you have this Kli that's under the same roof. So we know something known as Tumasol, whether this is Tumasol. Kalim, all the stuff, and they become Tame. Like they were touched by the thing itself. This form of Tuma is known as Tumas Ohel, like we said. And it's telling us that a certain type, it's Gemara is going to say, become Tame only if they're open. But if there's a Kli on it, there's a lid, there's a cover on it, then they remain Tower. V'chol Kli B'Sucha She'ein Tame Pasei Alav. Eizehu Kli She'tumaso Kodamas Abischa. What's the type of Kli that the Tuma comes through its opening? Have you Omer? Say kli cheres. Talking about kli cheres. Rashi says the cost of l'cha b'gave b'duchte achrite el tocho. It says another area is el tocho. V'chein samer pasal alav hu tame hu de tame ha'yei samer pasal alav tar. And it's saying that only when a cover is not on it's become tame, but if there's a cover on it, it's going to be tar, which shows that a kli cheres can't become tame through the outside.
Like the Gemara.
Why are we saying only kli cheres is going to be tummy from things that are hanging inside of it? Why don't we say also v'yu kol hakelim mitami me'avir and all of them kavachomer ma kli cheres she'in mitami megabot. This is going to be tummy on the outside, like we said earlier. Says Rashi mitami me'avir, it's going to be tummy when things are hanging inside. Kol hakelim she'mitami megabot, all of them do become tummy from the outside. And odin she'mitami me'avir, and of course it's mitami me'avir also. Amar kra tocho, it says word tocho by kli cheres tocho shel zeh v'lo zechus shalach, which means only this type and not another. Only kli cheres. Ayvani tocho. But these have already been used to expound. Rashi says chad legufa v'chad legezira shava. The nemer tocho l'tame. Right, this term tocho comes up two times. One is in reference to, you know, the pshat telling the tame kli cheres is going to be tame food inside it, even if they don't touch it. And the other gemara is going to use the gezira shava, which is going to teach us. We use the gezira shava on yesterday's amud on chavtal habis. That a kli cheres becomes tame from something. Oh, sorry. What we just learned. Not for something that's inside of it and doesn't touch it. So neither of these is extra. So how can we learn out from this? An extra thing to tell you. It's only by kli cheres and not by other things. Arba tocho ksivi. No, really, it says what arba. Tocho four times. It says Rashi, trei tocho. V'chol chad hava matzil mechtav toch. Because of tocho. So it's toch, tocho. Tocho is two and four. Tocho, toch, says the Gemara. Toch toch, ga de goofy, ga de gezer zo, we gaan toch zo ze, we lopen toch zo acher, we gaan toch over lo toch toch. Oh, last one's come to teach you something inside, but not inside inside. I feel klishetov and even a kli that can be put into a mikvah in order to become tahar. Meaning not a kli cheres, because no kli cheres becomes tummy has to be broken, but other kelim can actually be put into the mikwah in order to be able to go be purified. Rashi says kli shatav kol shar kelim she'enem kli cheres mikro kli shatav, that's what they're called. Al shem sheyish lahem taira b'mikvah, they have the way to become taira in a mikvah. So let's say you have a kli cheres. Imagine a pot made out of pottery, and then you have earthenware, and then you have another pot inside of it, a smaller one, and something dangles inside, in between the two of them. It's not going to be time for stuff that's inside the inside one. Says Gemara, hold on one second. Why would they become tame, the non-kli cheres? Why do they become tame on the outside? Nothing should be coming from the outside. Only through inside and being touched inside. It's really the only thing that should become tummy. Rashi says, "Achi yipel tocho, v'higa behen V'neima d'haya asher yipal alav al shulav. It means on the inside. Al dov snosav mitochu kamar. By the Yomer Kavachomer, Shulav Kavachomer. Uma kli cheres shemitame me'avir. It's coming to me from the avir. It's spending inside. Eino mitame me'gabo. And kol hakim she'emitame me'avir. And eino din she'emitame me'gabo. And it won't become to me at all on the outside. I'm a crowd. Therefore, the verse comes to say, v'chol kli pasuch ha'she'ein tzamin pasil alav tamehu. Any open kli, there's no cover on it, is tame. By saying it, right, there's a kli that's a tzamid pasal alav. It's coming to tell you that hai hu dechi ain't tzamid pasal alav tame. It's only about this kli, meaning a kli cheres. When the cover's not on it, then it's going to become tame. Ha yesh tzamid pasal alav tarim. When there's a cover, it's going to be tar. Ha kol akelim bein shish tzamid pasal alim is jain tzamid pasal alim. Doesn't matter if it's a cover on it or not. The time they're going to be tame. So we see that when you're not dealing with the kli cheres, even if it's completely sealed, it means clearly you're talking about on the outside. Zakim makes a look at Mishnah. Ay, tar with kli eight, something which is tar with a wood kli. Tamei be kli matachos. It's going to be tamei when it comes to a metal one. Tar kli matachos, things that are tar with a kli matachos, so a metal one. Tar kli eight, it's going to be tamei with a kli eight. Tanur Rabbanan says, "What are we talking about? Gol me kliyets mitamin. Gol me kliyets means, let's say you have a kli. Rashi says, shalom nigmar kol melachton. It's not completely finished. Can mefarsh wazil. Afal nigmar chakikasan ruuyin hein letashmishan. That then what we're talking about a kli that can be used. They're still able to be used completely, but they're just not finished yet." Right, something which isn't done. So what we're saying, it's not done, but it's still needed to be used as something. Since they're fit to be used, therefore they're considered kelim, and therefore they can be kabbal tumah. So what happens is like this: gome kliyets mitamin, pshutei and tahorin. But if they're just posh, just flat pieces of wood, then they're going to be tahor. Rashi says, I feel nigmar avon, even if they're finished tahorin. Deiskish eish lisak. Tachsev mikli eight mikol kli eights or beged or osak masak metaltel malivirekan. It can be used full or empty. Af kol metaltel malivirekan. So to anything similar to that, right? That means to say we're talking about doesn't have a hollow. It doesn't have like a spoon. Like it doesn't go in deep or something. Even if it's completely finished, it can't be metamic. It can't be mekabatuma. And we learned it out from the fact that we said, whether it's a wooden thing, a garment, a leather, or a sack, the fact that we put these together is teaching us that it's only wooden kelim that are like a sack that can contain things. So a wooden kli is only mekabel tumah if it has something that can contain something. Gol me kli matachos taharin. If you have an unfinished metal kli, it's going to be tahor. Rashi says, look, I'm on the first time. Look, I'm on the basic explain why. Pshutayim Tamein, but the Pashad is going to be Tamein. Obviously, we just said the opposite thing here. Rashi said, Pshutayim Tamein is that Im Nigmara Kol Melachton, the Kli Matechas, then Lo Iskish Lasak, there's no Hekish to a sack, but Tumas Kli Matechas, Kosov Be Parshas Midyon, Ach Et Es Azov, Es Akesef, etc. So Pshutayim Tamein, Nimsa Torah, but Kli Eis, what comes out, Kli Sanarain, is that tar b'kliyets, which is going to be tar b'kliyets, is tar b'kliyets, is going to be tar by a metal one, tar b'kliyets, tar b'kliyets. We have that inverse relationship. Ve'eluein, says the Gemara, what does it mean, unfinished wooden kli? Ve'eluein, gol m'kliyets, what's an unfinished, like a golem, unfinished kliyets? Kol sha'asid l'shuf, any wooden kli that has yet to be polished. Says Rashi, l'shafshef, right? L'shuf is a shafshef, but davar ha'mechlikan u'metzachsuchan, it smooths it out. Kamo sha'osin be'esav shekarin ashfar, whatever it says there. The Shabbat, so you're gonna get studded. So you're gonna put some things on it. I'll say jewelry. It's gonna say decorated in a certain way. Rashi says Loshen Mishaptos Miramtsan Asuyin Kimizalgin Kitanim Kimo. Yeah, other examples. They find Mesechus Nida. That's Mechusan Letkoa Behen Masmerus, where they put like nails in it. Mishaptos Lanoi to make it look beautiful. Roshos and the Agazan Hashem like jewelry boxes for women. Legarer. That is that it gets Rashi says bear hitna lachlik, like it's smoothed out. Lecharkev, this is says Rashi, shechokek
Behind Chakikos Gedolos makes these big holes. Vecharkov Kederek Shalosli Bekisoi Tevos Vesaf Salim. These grooves that they decorate it with, Latiach Betunas, or smooth with the skin of this fish, type of fish, Rashi's Dagu. Type of fish that what they would do is it was used like sandpaper. Mechusar kain, or let's say it's missing mechusar kan, which is basis, lishivilav, a basis, and I don't know, ogan or a rim, right? Safa lepiv, Rashi says, kimo, shosan leklisha shosan yain lanoi, or ozen, that is like a handle. Tame is going to be tame, mechusar chatito, but if it's lacking, hollowing out, that's going to be tahor, right? That's a basic part. You can't use it. So let's try this again. Ve'elu in golmei kliyetz. I'm reading this back. Kol sha'osed lashuf l'shabes l'gara l'karkei l'hatiz v'tunas mechusar kan ogan ozen tamei. And these things are going to be considered tamei. But if it's chusar chatita, tahor. If it's missing chatita, like hollowing out, it's going to be tahor. Right? This is so basic, you can't call it a kli. Even if it's just tahor to laugh kli, it's not even called a kli. If it's lacking hollowing out, it's tahor, pshita, obviously. Like, what's the chiddush over here? Rashi says, tahor, what are you talking about? Lo tzvicha dechak kfiza pekaba. We need it in a case when a person had in mind that it was going to hollow out enough to hold a kfiza. Well, we only had it out enough of kfiza, which is 3/4 of a kav, but he actually had in mind to do a kav, and he didn't finish it off. Right, so therefore you would have thought that maybe it's still called a kli. The answer is no, it's not called a kli, because you had a mind that you were going to do it to be bigger. Rashi says kli shebedaito lochuk atchi yachzik kaba chakabo gimel lugin v'afi shorei l'malacha atzrayim l'malacha hove l'shem kav itzchilu. Since you had a mind to do it for that, itzchilu bo v'daito lashlima lavi gemar malacha. Is that called gemar malacha? Ve'elu in golmei kli matachos, and these are things which consider unfinished metal utensils. Kol she'asid, any type of thing that didn't yet, beep, turn the page. Chav hema beis. I'm going to read all these quick and then I'll explain them. Lashuf, l'shabetz, l'gara, l'charker, l'hakish, b'kurnas, b'chusar kan, ogan, ozen, tahor, b'chusar kisoy, tamei. All right, so now, remember this is the flip. So as we said that the pshutakli eitz, all these things are going to be tamei, unless it's missing, you know, the indent to carry something is tahor. Here we flip it. So anything that is not yet filed, studded, planed, engraved, or hit with a hammer to straighten out all the dents, right? Or I should say, so please suppose the mekornus. Or if it's missing a stand or a rim or a handle, it's tahor. Even if they're fully functional, they're not considered kli until they finish everything around it. Chusar kisoy tamei, but it's missing a lid, it's tamei. Right? That's a lid is not an integral part of the kli. It's so even if you don't have the cover, it's still considered a kli. Rashi says, "Ena kisoi memalech is a kli." So kisoi kli acher, the kisoi, the cover is a kli itself. So if you have a chest, but there's a cover, but the cover yet doesn't matter. But lo kisoi who binuyov, it's still considered like completely done. Maishna hani. What's the difference between these two things? Why is it that the Gemara says, like, why is it that if you didn't like, by the wooden utensils, the wooden kelim, that they're considered complete, if it's not yet beautified or whatever, but by the metal ones, they're not considered complete? Rabbi Yonasan, no. Pardon me. If Yochanan, Rabbi says, Maishna golme kli metachos de taharin, Maishna golme shal eitz de metamin. The reason why you make the metal ones, they're made for honor, prestige, right? Just hold the kavod asuyan. Matachas of the metal. It's considered kli. Actually, think about kol malchus gibul until you bring it to its actual glory. Metal utensils need these to make it beautiful because they are expensive. Without them, they would not get the high price that is needed. Rashi says, "Va'ad avidi lenoi lo chazal lemislayu lemil sayu limacher biyoker karoyu lahem." Might be now. Frankly, Gemara, but can we talk practically? What's the difference between these two answers? You can be now kli etzem when you have a kli that's made out of bone. Rashi says they're expensive. The main mikar. In a similar cover, that means for cover. The Rav Nachman have a kli metal is like a metal kli. Rav Yochanan have a kli eitz, it's considered like a kli eitz. Right? They weren't used for honor. So therefore, Rav Yochanan, who says that what's the decisive factor is for honor, then he would say that they're complete even without being, you know, the or all this beautification to it. Because Rav Nachman, who says that the, you know, for the high price, even if it they would sell that only if you actually make it all beautiful, then it's got to be like a kli matachas. Rav Nachman goes according to his own reason. Rav Nachman says kli etzem ke kli matachas tamei. He says bone kelim are just like those of metal utensils. Right, that they're not going to become tamei until they're fully beautified. Mechlau the kli etzem mekabi tuma. Okay, that would imply that a kli etzem, a bone kelim can mekabi tuma. Is that really so? Rash is a bit to me of Eicher Mizah. Where do we find that alluded to in the Torah? In the Gemara? In the Tanya, sure, because we went to the Baisa. Rabbi Shaul ben Oshav Yochanan Mirvoka Omer, Ma Tamad Lomer V'chol Ma'asei Izim Tischata'o. Why is it that the Torah teaches us that the full pasuk says V'chol Beged V'chol Kli Or V'chol Ma'asei Izim V'chol Kli Eitz Tischata'o, and you have over here, and every garment, every vessel of leather, everything made from goats and everything made, every vessel of wood, you shall purify from tuma. It mentions these kelim are made from goats. Can't be talking about the made from a goat's hide because we already said leather. So what's it talking about? Lahavi davar abamanizim, coming to kusam, it comes from goats. Menakarnaim umenatlafayim. For example, let's say a kli made from the horns or from the hoofs of a goat. Shar behem v'chayminayin. I don't know, other animals also are going to be kabbal tuma. Tamalobi v'chol ma'asei. And therefore it says, in everything made, v'chol is including other things as well. Says why MK Matamid Lama Izim, why is it Izim? Pratlof is coming to exclude birds. Kids made from the different parts of the bird, like the claws or something, the Nama Kabbal Tuma. Yes, that's why it says it. Rashi says, Min ha karnaim kasina ki go and see parne gripun shaosin mem kalem. Like they go and they make kalem out of them. That is not gonna be a Kabbal Tuma. Alright, a little background to understand what we're about to see right now. We're going to talk here about Trumas and Maestros. So you got to think of Trumas and Maestros and everything's a mutter. And the rule is that only something that is fully edible and is considered developed is going to be chayv in Trumas and Maestros. Now we're going to talk about these almonds here, skedim. The Zutav is the almonds that were made in Eretz Yisrael. One was bitter. The bigger it got, the more bitter it got. The other one was sweet. The bigger it got, the more sweet it got. Says the Gemara, chayv b'shkedim hamarim. The ones that are going to be chayiv with the bitter, we're going to be chayiv for the bitter ones, pater mibamsukin is going to be pater with the sweet ones. Chayiv mibamsukin, what's going to be chayiv mibamsukin, the sweet ones, is going to be pater mibamarim, pater with the bitter ones. In fact, the Gemara, what are we talking about? Tanur banach. Shkei d'mamarim, the case of the bitter ones, ketanim chayiv, the small ones are chayiv to take off Trumos and Maisos. Rashi says, "Bamaisos shadarkan laochlam bekotnam kodem shumarim." Because it's what happens is that when they're bitter, when you want to eat them, when they're not going to get more bitter, because the bigger they get, the more bitter they become. So therefore, the smaller ones are going to be chayev gedolim peturim. But when they get bigger, they're going to be potter in Maisos. So the small ones are called edible, and the bigger ones are not. And if you don't think of Maisos, Mesukim, when it comes to the sweet ones, Rashi says, Mesukin, what's going to be the din? Gedolim chayim. The bigger ones are going to be chayiv. Rashi says, Nigmar Purim, because that's when they're finished, when they're complete. Gedolim chayim, ketanim peturim, but the small ones are going to be potter. Rashi says, Inter chachil mekach. You don't eat them when they're smaller ones. Right? They're not normally eaten when they're so early on. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Mishum Aviv, Vzev, Vzev, Liftor. This and this one are going to be potter. For Amilah, Zev, Zev, Chayiv. The Chayiv, some say, he says that both of them are going to be chayiv. Let's start with the first one. Both of them, the small, both types of small almonds, meaning the bitter and the sweet ones, are going to be potter. Zev, Zev, Liftor, are potter from taking off. According to this, Rabbi Shmuel is saying that no small almond is enough to be chayiv. And he might say that the large, bitter ones are going to be potter also because they're not able to be edible, but the bigger, the sweet ones are going to be chayiv. Some say both of them are lechiyav. And says Rashi, says the leftor, ketanim peturim, bein marim, bein mitzukim. Elu says zev zev lechiyav, and that is both of them are actually going to be chayev, meaning the bitter and the sweet ones are going to be chayev. The Gemara is going to ask, what large bitter almonds are, what are they going to be used for that they're going to be chayev? So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Loi, Horer Rabbi Chanina b'tzipori, that both of them are going to be putter. All small almonds are going to be putter. You don't have to take off, which obviously is different than our Mishnah. Our Tanakhama explained it. They said that the small bitter ones are going to be chayev. According to Chanina, who goes with the first version of Bishmal, he says small bitter ones are going to be putter. In fact, the Gemara Lamad Amar Zevazel Lechiev, the one who says both of them are going to be chayev. Rashi says Gedolim Bein Marim Bein Mesukim. Look on the first Gedolim Marim the Maichazim. What are they going to be used for? Gedolim Maichazim. What are they going to be used for? Right? They're not edible. So why would they be chayev? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hov Yochel Lamatkan idea. Or you're able to sweet them through roasting them. Therefore, they're considered like food. And therefore, you have to go ahead and you have to take off the proper trimisomyces. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.